This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora Police Department plans to reinstate Nathan Woodyard. He was suspended while facing felony charges in the death of Elijah McClain. He was found not guilty. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Woodyard will be on restricted duty, which means he won't be in uniform or interacting with the public. But city officials didn't say how long that reintegration would last, noting it's all under the chief's discretion. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Jury selection for a third trial for the paramedics charged in McClain's death continues today. For decades, young adults have been leaving their family homes. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that trend may be shifting with Gen Z.
Two-thirds of Zoomers from 18 to 25 live with their parents, while most millennials between 26 and 41 live on their own. Now, why are so many young adults not flying the coop? Staying with family comes with benefits. Housing costs can be shared, and children can take care of their aging parents. Denver slightly bucks the national trend. In Colorado's capital, more people are leaving their parents' homes than elsewhere. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
5% of U.S. counties produce half the crops that consumers eat. A new interactive map from CU Boulder shows where that food comes from. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Researchers at CU Boulder and Food Climate Initiative, The Plotline, developed a website called Food Twin. Professor Zia Marabi says you can see how much of 25 key food crops your region produces and consumes.
It can give people a bit of a flavor about, you know, where are the closest counties producing the food that they, you know, eat every day.
The site also shows how drought and heat waves may hit food supply. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A spacecraft built in Colorado has reached the 10th year of its mission to Mars. The Mars Maven spacecraft was built by Lockheed Martin in Littleton, and it carries experiments from the University of Colorado. It's a mostly sunny day across the state, around Denver, Colorado Springs, highs in the 50s today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.